Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. With the 2014 NFR winding down, we're starting to learn who some of the new world champions will be. The bull riding winner will no doubt be Sage Kimsey from Strong, Oklahoma. Not only has he led the average all week long, but with more than $250,000 in regular season and NFR winnings, Kimsey will easily be the 2014 World Bull Riding Champ. Tops in the bull riding section on Thursday night was Redding, California's Jordan Spears with an 85.5-point ride. Canada night at the NFR, but the only Canadian to cash in was 27-year-old Jake Vold. The Airdrie Alberta bareback rider shared fifth and sixth place money with world champ Casey Field as both cowboys turned 80.5-point rides over. Vold was quick to accept the blame for not getting more points on Butler & Sons Wonderland.
I hesitated one jump, and it just cost me, and I kind of had to regroup and just bear down and get back into things again. And, you know, that's what cost you from being 80, and you drop you down to 75, 76. So,
first place in go-round number 8 in the bareback event went to Austin Foss, the Oregon Cowboy, with an 85.5 on Black Cat, also from the Butler & Sons Rodeo Company. In Saddlebronc riding Thursday night, a disappointing outing for Pincher Creek, Alberta's Dustin Flundra. The 3-times Canadian champ wound up with a disappointing 70-point ride on Rubles from the Big Stone Rodeo Company. Picking up first place money last night was Heflin, Louisiana's Heath DeMoss, as he managed to spur out a good-looking 84-point ride and first place money at $19,002. Over in the timed events, a hard-running steer basically outran Donelda, Alberta's Curtis Cassidy as the Canadian Bulldogger dropped to 12th place in the average with a no time on night number 8. The go-round went to Ty Erickson of Helena, Montana, and Kyle Irwin from Robertsdale, Alabama, as both cowboys turned in times of 3 and 7. Also a pair of cowboys sharing top spot in the calf roping section is 21 times champ of the world, Trevor Brazil, and the current Canadian champ, Matt Chiazawa, each turning in rapid runs of 6 and 8. They split first place money, each taking home checks for $17,010. First go-round buckle of the week for Mary Walker, the former world champ from Ennis, Texas, turning the Cloverleaf pattern in the ladies' barrel racing, a nice, smooth 13.79 seconds run. And Trevor Brazil made his second trip to the pay window on a Thursday night for teaming up with Travis Graves from Jay, Oklahoma. They captured first in the team roping with a sizzling time of 3-8. Round 9 of the World Rodeo Championships all set for tonight here at the Thomas & Mack Center at UNLV. At the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, I'm Arnie Jackson.